get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast. It's your boy Be Easy, and thank y'all for joining me. Also joining me, not only y'all, my homeboy, fellow podcaster, amongst other things. Y'all heard him here the other week. Hold on. Let me give him a proper introduction. Okay, we got some applause. L,
what up? Thank you for letting me in the building once again.
Yeah. Welcome back. Thank I appreciate you,
man. Yeah, man. I've been enjoying the shows with hearing me on them.
That might be the most honest thing. I like your show, but I like it better with me on it. Yeah.
What up, man?
Ain't nothing, man. We missed a week because last week was my alma mater's homecoming week.
Yeah.
And from Sunday to Sunday, 2 and 3 parties a night, Sunday to Sunday. So I was tired by Sunday. Well, really, I didn't get home till like later in the afternoon or the evening. So, you know.
Any recording. Hangovers?
Nah, I ain't had no hangovers.
No hangover.
I don't drink like that. So.
Okay.
I don't drink to get stupid. Like once I start getting a certain way, I just stop drinking because I don't want to get a hangover. So,
what do you drink, brown or white?
I drink whatever.
You look like Hennessy, nigga.
No, I drink whatever.
Douce, there you go.
No, I drink whatever.
Yeah,
mainly tequila, but I drink whatever.
Though. Okay, all right.
Yeah. It don't matter.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. I had fun. We let me see. I didn't do anything Sunday night because I had to work Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday. What was Monday? They had something Monday, like Margarita Monday at this club. I didn't go to that. But then Tuesday, they had like a tournament. Like, they was playing cards and Uno and dominoes and all kind of stuff. So I went to that. And me and my cousin, we played spades. So we won one game of spades, so we got some gift cards. In the second, it started kind of, like, people started showing up late.
Yeah.
And the people that beat us in the second game, they didn't get a chance to win another one because they ended it because it ended early, like 9:30 or whatever. So
I got you.
Then Wednesday, they had a block party Wednesday. I didn't go to that because I got back in town late. Thursday, they had like an alumni pep rally.
Okay.
I ain't going to lie. It was kind of whack this year.
Why you say that? Because I seen videos from last year.
Last year
looked lit.
Last year was lit.
Before you go on, explain it. All right. Sir, I'm from New York. And you know, a lot of the northern states, they know homecoming, but they don't understand homecoming. You gotta be down here to get that feel of homecoming.
It's really just like, I want to say it's really kind of like in this area that really do it like this.
Yeah, they do it big out here.
Yeah.
I do say that.
It ain't like, and it ain't really been like this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe like the past 10 years where everybody tried to do a big homecoming or whatever, but.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't really, everywhere don't do it. Like homecoming just be for the kids. They had a prom queen. I mean, a homecoming king and queen.
Okay.
And do that kind of stuff. And it ain't the last home game. I don't know why it's, because even at the homecoming, like the last home game is normally they call that parents' night.
Okay.
But
I do know it's like all the old people that went to that high school, they're
come
back.
Uh-huh.
They come back if they're out of town, they come back.
Mm-hmm.
And all the new ones, is to me, is basically a big cookout. They have the tailgates. They have that big. They usually have a rival game.
Not for homecoming.
Not for homecoming.
Nah, not for homecoming. Because homecoming, you try to schedule somebody you know you're gonna beat.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Yeah. Because you want to win homecoming. You want to win homecoming.
Okay.
So, like, if you notice, most of the times the team, they'll play like a little sorry school. They won't never play no big – it won't never be no big game for homecoming.
Dang.
So every now and then.
So I wouldn't want to be on that team and they'd be like, yeah, you're playing Darlington this week for their homecoming, because then you know.
But you know the team going to be extra hype, but that give you extra motivation to spoil their homecoming.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Yeah, but –
so what you do after Thursday?
After Thursday, so Thursday was, like I said, was the pet rally. I mean, pet rally, alumni pet rally. Mm-hmm. And they messed it up because, you know, the stepping thing done got big this year?
Yeah, what is, let's stop. Let's get into that real quick. What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
That's country as hell to me.
I mean, it is country, but that's kind of
nice.
That's where it came from, though, because, like, if, like, white people been doing, like, you know, black people got, like, you know, the cha-cha slide.
Exactly.
And, the biker shuffle, and what else? They got the electric slide.
Nah.
Then they got the Tamia one. It's a Tamia song that, yeah, it's a little slow song. It's a slow song, and they'll do a little thing for Tamia song.
Okay.
And it's somebody else. I think Kaya, the rapper. Can't Wayne with it. They got one. So that's the black people's one. That was for years.
Okay.
Decades, black people had that. And but then, like, if you, like, white people had their own little ones too, they would do
square dancing. White people square dancing, we call ours stepping.
Nah. Well, it ain't called, it's line dancing, really.
That's what it is.
But it wasn't square dancing, because square dancing, you dose it doing with two people dancing together doing the square dance.
Okay.
But they did the line dancing too. But, like, recently, like, it just started going, like, getting big in, like, clubs and stuff like that.
Man, it's ridiculous right now around here.
It is, but, like, matter, but they've been, because, like, my aunt used to go to, like, classes where they just teach you all these little different ones.
Okay.
Like, even, like, some years ago, but, like, it just.
This year
just went stupid.
Niggas traded in their Jordans for boots.
Yeah, they took off the snapbacks.
No more fitteds,
no more snapbacks. Now they got cowboy hats. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's cool.
How long you think it's gonna last?
I think it's here to stay, because it probably was an undercurrent of them niggas.
It was. You know where I think it really jumped off at this past couple years, they've been having
that music. Oh, go ahead.
They've been having these big cowboy rallies. Black cowboy rallies, let me say that.
Like where?
It's a rodeo. They had one in Rembrandt.
Oh, I don't know about
near,
that.
Near Sumter?
I thought you were talking about the one in Houston.
Well, it's during the same week as Bike Week, and it's as big as Bike Week.
As big as Bike Week?
As big as Bike Week.
Hundreds of thousands of people?
Big campgrounds. I'm going to show it to you when we get
where? Up.
Where? Rembrandt, South Carolina.
Rembrandt,
whatever.
It ain't a whatever.
Near Sumter.
Yeah, it's Rembrandt.
All right, that's where a big rally is. A big rally is there, and people all over the world.
Biggest bike week. That's big as the.
I'm not gonna say the same equivalent to bike week.
No, I'm saying like numbers, people.
Yeah, it's a big campground. People's, you know, camping out on the grounds, for the whole weekend from that Thursday
to that Monday
to Sunday.
Dang,
and that's a big thing. For the past 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. But I think that's where it's starting to kick off from.
That, but then too, that I call it young nigga old music.
Yeah. Shout out to Dougie.
Dougie
Hendrix. He got a new song in the
oh, he got one of them songs
in
now?
The Fish Fryer or some shit.
What's my man name? He from like the Columbia area too. I can't think of his name right now, but he could, like, Snoop be playing his song.
Okay.
You know the little music. It sound like country music. It sound like hole in the wall music.
Oh, I hate that music.
I can't think of the name of. They call it something.
Pokey Bear.
Big Pokey Bear. Big,
all of them. I hate that music, man.
What's my man name? Y'all screaming at the podcast right now.
Start with an L. Lambert.
Nah, that ain't him.
Lambert.
I forgot my man name, but anyway, I'm. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, that
why music.
While you look for it, I keep on. That music right there, I don't really like it. It's hole in the wall music. It's country music. I don't like neither one. I guess I'm too city, or I guess I'm not being an open minded person. But that is a big thing right now. Everybody's That's what they playing at regular clubs now. Before it used to be just a hole in the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Now it ain't just a hole in the wall. You listen to it?
Nah, that ain't my thing.
Yeah, see, but
King George, that's his name.
There you go,
King George.
King George.
He like one of the newest big ones.
He's from Columbia?
He's from somewhere around there.
Oh, get out of here!
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
They
having all them tours going around.
Yeah.
They got another one coming up now. I see the billboards out there for it. It's just not me. I can't.
Yeah, that ain't my thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all if y'all love that shit, but some of. So it's some people look like they're putting on a costume, man, like a cowboy costume. Like
that's what they're doing now. Trading in them Jordans, got them boots.
Yeah.
Trading it fitted for the what?
For the cowboy? 10-gallon
hat. Yeah. But you know what I like about it? It's representing the black cowboy side. Well, that's where cowboy came from.
Came from black people, yeah.
It came from black people. So in that case, all right.
Yeah, because like people, like black people will go to like the it ain't around here, but the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
The thing in Camden.
Yeah.
I forgot what that's called, but that was a Carolina Cup or something like that.
Yeah, but that's more of that's the uppity side.
That's what I'm saying, Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. This is different.
But I'm saying, but black people be going to that type of stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We did start, you know, showing up a lot at events like that now.
It's cool. Everybody ain't got to, you know, do the same, but. Don't take over my goddamn pet rally with that. They did all that stepping and shit for
had dirt everywhere.
No, it was on the this wasn't outside. Now this was inside the gym at school.
Oh, in the
gym.
Okay.
So they doing all that stepping and shit. I wanted to see some, like last year we did like wilding out.
Yeah, y'all didn't do that this year.
Nah, they didn't do none of that this year because they stepped in the name of goddamn love.
They stepped on everything.
Yeah.
How many step teams came through there?
Just one, but they was just there just a little too long. Okay. They was just there too long.
They had the fans.
Of course they had the fans. Like, God damn.
And it's always, I ain't gonna say it.
It is some, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say what I'm gonna say.
Don't say it. You can say it on your show. on Tuesdays.
Let's get it cranked up, man. It's usually thicker girls out there.
It is.
I ain't see nobody under 150.
And they'll be,
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
These be grown on women, though.
Yeah, they do. Where do they practice?
They be practice all over.
They be having practice? Like, hey, girl, we got practice.
Got to.
That's crazy. To. Yeah.
They had the little same shirts made, but
yeah.
It was cool, you know.
Shout out to your dogs and peoples, man. Y'all did it big out there.
Yeah, they do it big every year. And no violence.
You sure?
I know.
So what about...
What?
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, it wasn't no violence during homecoming week.
No arguing over no ribs or nothing.
Nah. It was one girl, she wasn't from here, but she wasn't from the, you know what I'm saying, the city or whatever. And she had made a post about she went to the tailgate and didn't get no food or whatever. It don't work like that. What was the entry fee for? Like that ain't how it go.
Oh, she
nobody offered.
She thought it was the club.
I don't know what she even the club. You don't eat for free at the club. Where do you go into? You pay. You got to. You get to eat for free.
Cause she thought she walking in a barbecue.
She must be
okay.
yeah.
Shout out to y'all, man. Darlington, South Carolina High.
And we had the game Friday night, which we won.
Mm-hmm.
Then Saturday, then you know they had the regular parties on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? It was my 25th anniversary, so we had a banquet.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was nice.
So, y'all not the only 25th around here, right?
No.
Because I see the one that's going on now. Ain't that 25th?
That was the 25th anniversary. They class 25th.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Class. Not the school 25th.
Oh, okay.
They school like 130 years old.
They school them older than your mama and mama's.
Yeah, they school old. But yeah, that was my class 25th.
Oh, okay.
My school ain't nothing but like, our first year was 95, so that class was 96.
Yeah.
So.
You getting old, bud.
Uh-uh.
Do it feel like you've been out of high school for 25 years?
No, it don't.
Okay.
It don't. But then, like, I look at, like, you know what I'm saying? I play football, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the football team and, like, the stuff they got.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I wish we had that.
Okay.
Stuff like that. But
I can feel that. I can feel that.
You know what I'm saying? And Sunday, my class, so like me and my homeboy, a couple of my homeboys, we had got a house.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the house for the weekend, from Thursday to Monday. You know what I'm saying? For everybody to come and chill.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
That was the little hangout spot. So
the pre-party, the
pre-party, after party.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So Sunday morning, we had brunch. Mm-hmm. One of the homies, he like cooked whatever. So
okay,
we had all the food, man. That shit was nice. That's why I didn't record Sunday, because the brunch was at like supposed to start at 11, but you know what I'm saying, we didn't really start eating until about 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Then we over there just talking and shit. People like, yeah. So it was something else that was going on at one of my partners. His he got a spot out in the country, like a club, big open field. They be having stuff, whatever. But people was like, yeah, we going out there, but we at the house talking.
Yeah, yeah.
We ain't leave till 8:30
at night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
he was hanging out.
Yeah, we just hanging out, talking, reminiscing or whatever. So it was a good week.
That's ain't
no
dope.
No drama. Well, not no big drama.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a lot of tension in the city about some other stuff, whatever. But ain't nothing pop off. Yeah. So that was good. So I had fun last week.
That's dope. I do commend y'all on that, because you know, being from New York, we don't have you know, homecoming like that. We don't have people coming back from 25 years ago to just say, man, let's hang out for the weekend, or let's hang out for the week. You don't really have that.
Like, the name of your high school is what?
Port Richmond High School.
Okay, so you had a name.
Yeah.
But like a lot of people that like PS
numbers
238.
Yeah, that's for the
in the city.
Elementary up to junior high.
Oh, in high school they do have names.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yep. Okay.
Yeah, elementary school, because I went to PS21 at first, and then you went to PS16, and I went to IS51.
What is 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 intermediate school?
I think so.
So PS normally be the public elementary
school. Public school.
Oh, yep,
that's what PS stand for.
Oh, public school. Damn.
Yeah. And then they got so many of them, so they got to number them.
Yeah, yep. You run out of names.
Yep, you're right.
Which Johnson High School, which Johnson Elementary do you go to? The one on 45th, son.
Booker T. Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Porridgeman High School.
Where's that?
That's where you went to, right?
Port Richmond.
Port Richmond.
Yeah, PR.
Oh, see,
you know, like the ports.
You spit all that together.
I'm sorry. You know, certain words you used to saying together, you just say it.
Port know? Richmond.
Port Richmond High School.
What was y'all mascot? The Sailors or something?
Red Raiders.
So Red Raiders.
What was the mascot?
A Red Raider?
It probably was a fox or some shit.
I mean, a pirate. Like the Raiders?
It could have been.
You don't remember?
Nah.
You ain't had no school spirit.
I'm telling you, I played football for a year and a half, and that was it. I was outside.
You done had no school spirit. You don't know what y'all mascot was.
I'm telling you, it's like that there.
Damn. Yeah, it ain't like that here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, pep rally, I remember the one pep rally I remember, they had us going to the gym. This is during school hours.
Yeah.
They said, all right, we're going to the pep rally. Pep rally. So we going in the gym, and, you know, the color guard walks through and shit like that. So, and that be it.
The players and shit.
That be it.
But see, okay, so let me go back. So the shit we had, the pep rally we had Thursday, that was for alumni. That was for grown folks.
See, that's the thing.
That wasn't for the kids.
Y'all went there. School wasn't even open when y'all was in there.
Yeah, but see, the kids had their own pep rally during the day.
Oh,
so we always would have a pep rally where you introduced at least the seniors. You introduced the senior players, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying, during the day. Like, I want to say a week before, our school played another school for their homecoming.
Okay,
and they did a pep rally, and somebody did a video, and for their pep rally, they was acting like it was a funeral.
Get out of here.
The casket was supposed to be Darlington. And they had one of the kids was like acting like a preacher. It was funny as hell.
Get out of here.
But we reminded them of that video, and we went down there and whooped that ass. You
where know was what that? What school? No, I don't even name them.
Lower Richland. They know what they did.
Okay.
Yeah, got that ass whooped. And we put them out the playoffs last year in basketball, too. So, we, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, we didn't have any of that. It wasn't when the school hours was over, it was over.
So, like, you coming down here, you probably like, damn, it's weird how they go hard for high school.
Hell
but
yeah.
But for us, it's weird. Like, damn, cuz, you don't know your mascot?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, like, exactly. Maybe it just be me because I was outside or whatever, enjoying myself on my teen years.
Yeah.
But nah.
Yeah, you go to Darlington, everything purple.
You know who was nice in football?
Who
was real big in that? Clockers. Hassan Johnson.
Shout out to Weebay. He looked like he was good.
Look him up.
He's in the football.
Yeah. He was in
Red Raider.
Red Raiders.
Shout out to the Red Raiders.
Red Raiders, yeah. He definitely is in all the newspaper clippings and stuff like that.
That's what's up. Yeah, I don't, even people like that wasn't into sports or nothing like that, like they still, because I guess it's different too, because like the city you lived in was, you lived in Staten Island.
Yeah.
So if it was like the Staten Island Raiders, Red Raiders, it might be a little bit more pride.
Ah.
But.
I guess.
For us, especially us, the city name is the school name.
See, that's the, so, see, Staten Island is still is split up like that.
Yeah.
Like you might have the Red Raiders. You might have Tompkinsville, whatever. You know, those are all still Staten Island.
Yeah.
So it's.
It ain't no. It, there is no Staten Island High School or nothing like that.
No, it's Staten Island Technical, but that's I think that's a college. I think that's college. Yeah. Yeah. I don't mean to bore y'all guys, but some people don't know what, on my end, what homecoming really is down here.
Yeah. How one is it? Well.
It's big.
I think it's a HBCU. I think it's a black thing, though, mainly, though.
You know what? That's where it came from, probably.
Because, well, I mean. The,
it trickled down to high school.
To do it as big as, like, because you hear about homecoming at, like, PWIs.
Okay.
But it don't feel the same as like a HBCU homecoming.
Yeah, you're right.
Like South Carolina State or North Carolina A&T homecoming, a Howard homecoming.
You know what? We used to go to Grambling. Grambling homecoming every year.
Why you used to go to Grambling homecoming?
I don't know. It was the biggest one. I think Diddy used to have big parties there.
Grambling homecoming?
Yeah. Grambling in Jersey was big.
Y'all would go all the way to
Louisiana? It's not far.
It's in Louisiana.
No, Grambling State, and it's in Jersey.
Grambling State?
Yeah, it's in Jersey. They had a college in Jersey.
It's a HBCU?
You
sure it's Grambling State?
Yeah, I look it up.
Because the Grambling State is in Louisiana. Unless it's another Grambling that I've never heard of. What was their colors?
Black and same as the Steelers.
How old were you when this was going on?
Teenager.
So this Grambling State.
90s.
This an HBCU?
Yeah, I think
you
so.
You sure you just didn't know y'all was in Louisiana? Because Grambling.
Maybe it's Grambling University or something. I'll be looking it up while we go through
this. Yeah. yeah, like even Big rapped about going to Howard Homecoming.
See,
back in the day.
Those were big events.
Yeah.
That was definitely big events. And that's where Puffy got in trouble that first time with one of those parties. When they trampled each other.
Oh, yeah. That is right.
That was.
Yeah, somebody died or something like that.
A lot. I think a handful of people died.
A handful died?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. But he was just throwing the party, though. It wasn't like he pushed the nigga.
What it was, they trampled, they rushed the door. And some people got stuck in between.
Did they rush the door going in or going out? I can't remember.
They rushed it going out.
Going out. I thought, okay.
Because some of the people got trampled right at the door.
Yeah.
And some people got stepped on, you know, stuff like that.
I can't remember why they rushed the door going out, though. I don't know if it was a fight or a fire or something like that. But they did blame the people that put it on, like they didn't have enough security or something like that.
Yeah. They did.
So yeah, that was my week and why we'll get into one of the main reasons why. Well, another reason why we didn't record. After I ask you, you know, what you watched this week?
Oh man,
these 2 weeks.
I got a handful of stuff, man.
Okay, okay.
I watched a documentary last night. I watched it last night. Jailbreak, Love on the Run. It was about it's on Netflix. It was about a officer that helped this guy.
Was that away. The one I saw a clip of it? Like the white lady, she like kind of there was like she
blonde hair.
Well, I don't know. I can't remember her face, but one of the things she did was the lady was like normally you supposed to lead the person out, but she walked out and then got in the car.
Yep, that's it.
I saw a clip of that. Yeah, but I didn't. Yeah,
that was good. The guy was a lunatic. Like he's a nut.
Okay.
He had one face-off that led him into jail. I think he had a murder charge or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the face-off was a car chase and all that. And when he crashed the car, he got out with two guns to his head. And he told
standoff.
Yeah, standoff. He told the sheriff I'll put him down if you get me a Sun Drop, you know, soda. So he, and you know, he gave up after he gave him a Sun Drop.
Wow.
That's how he ain't all there. That's how deep he ain't all there. But man, they have thousands of calls between the jail lady and the dude.
Mm.
So she basically,
how many episodes? Is it just one?
One episode.
Okay.
One long documentary. It was good. I watched that last night.
I saw a clip of that, like, you know, you turn on Netflix or whatever, but mm-hmm. What else you watch this week?
Oh man, what else I watch? I saw that Deion Cole thing that I talked about last week.
Yeah.
That is a stand-up. That's a new one. Just came out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's after cool. You said that, I went and looked out and I saw a clip and I was like, yeah, that is new.
Yeah.
I saw a couple people talking about it.
Okay, Mister. That's the name of it. On Netflix. That was funny.
Wait, is it funnier than the last one? Or you don't remember the last one?
Yeah, I think it was.
Word.
I think it was funnier than the last one.
That's good. I like to see comedians get better. Do you remember him from being on Comic View back in the day?
Real faintly. I think I remember him more from not Def Comedy Jam, the other one, P. Diddy Comedy Jam. I think he was on that also.
Oh, Bad Boys of Comedy, Yeah. I remember back on Comic View and stuff back in the day, he used to like, he'll have like a real, like, not an I don't care attitude.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah. So I do remember him. Yep.
And then he would like act like he's saying a joke. And then like if people laugh, he'll like act like he's writing it down. Yep. Like, yeah, I'm going to use that one. Yeah. But if they don't, like, nah, you know what I'm saying? That was his whole thing back then. But
he still does that.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he does. But
I might check that out today before I watch the Steelers and the Cowboys play.
So the Cowboys gonna win?
You see my hat, cuz? You see my hat. Why you always see?
I gotta go against the grain.
Let me tell you something about him. Most people, when they try to get me, I catch it. But this nigga always get me, and this nigga always get me, like, and then you slick with it. I like that. I had to realize I got this hat on. Yeah.
I was looking at it.
Yeah.
But that was good. If you're in the stand-ups, go and check it out. That's a good one.
I'm gonna start making a list of stuff we watch and putting it in the show notes.
Oh, we gonna need it, cause I usually, you know, you watch at least 5 or 6 season shows and then 3 or 4 movies.
Check this out. When I was making my list, the only thing I thought about was the other week when we were recording, and you was like, man, how do you watch all this stuff?
Hell yeah.
But I got a reason this week, but we'll get into that a little later. So you watch that. What else you watch?
It's a movie on Netflix. It's called, is that Netflix? I'm sorry. If it's not Netflix, then whatever. It's on Peacock, one of them shits.
Mm-hmm.
The Bike Riders.
What's that about?
It's basically...
bicycles?
No, motorcycle.
Okay.
Like it's basically a motorcycle gang, and it shows how the motorcycle gang became a gang.
Is it like Hell's Angels or?
Kinda. It gives you that feel.
It's fictional.
I think it's based off of something real.
Oh, okay.
What it is they had basically a guy coming in to do a documentary. So he's talking to like one of the head ladies there, and then basically they're going back to flash and showing, you know, things that happened during the motorcycle gangs.
Oh, like that was good.
It was a good one, especially if you're in a motorcycle or.
Oh yeah, you do be riding.
Yeah, MCs and stuff like that. Is
would you ever in them?
Yeah, Shaolin Riders. Shout out.
So that was some New York shit.
Yeah,
Shaolin Riders.
Yeah.
Y'all was
the first motorcycle club on Staten Island.
So y'all like, what's the what did they call it? 1%er?
No, we wasn't 1%er.
1%er, they come through, you got to move out of the way.
Yeah, step aside just a little bit.
Yeah, you got to move out of the way. It's videos of like people like riding past them and they running down on them, and people in the comments like, that don't make no sense, whatever. Like, you just got to know.
Yeah, it's serious. That 1% of shit is serious. Yeah. Them people out there, 1%ers, they out there, they ready to show respect. Mm-hmm. You better show respect.
I wonder, is it any black 1%er?
Yes, it is. Shout out to Outkast. Shout out to...
Outkast got the dogs on the back. Nah. Are they, what they got on the back of their...
Now you thinking of the
no,
movie.
Not the Rough Riders. No. It's a big-ass motorcycle. It might be Outkast. That color's like lime green or something like that.
Nah, I don't think they got a dog on the back of this. I can't picture exactly what it is, but I don't think it's a dog.
You remember
you know who's an outcast? The one, what's the name? What's the that two group from Atlanta?
Two group
that what's that? What's them artists?
The Young Bloods.
Young Bloods. One of them.
Oh, and Outkast.
Yeah.
You remember when
a full patch one too.
It was maybe 7-8 years ago when they had that big bike rally in Darlington. At the drag strip.
Yeah.
And but like bike club, I didn't know it, like it was just so many people, and Outkast came on the interstate.
Yeah.
I was coming out of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
It was so many of them niggas, yo.
Yeah, they got chapters
everybody pulled off the side, like.
Yeah, they got chapters all over.
Bro, it had to be like 200 people, bro.
Yeah, they got chapters all over.
And they was coming through, and they.
Yep.
But yeah,
Soul on Wheels is another 1%.
What about the Buffalo Soldiers? Are they South Carolina? Are they all over?
All over. I don't think they're 1%.
Rough Riders. What is that?
Nah, they're not 1%.
Oh.
But I think they do have chapters of 1%.
I know they got some all over, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely are. Yep. But
I don't ride good enough to be in on my because you got to do stuff. You got to, like, perform certain kind of stuff, and I just be riding.
Not maneuvers.
Yeah, you got to maneuver to get in some of them shits.
Yeah.
What else you watched?
That was it. No, I mean, that was off the top of my head. That's what I got for this week.
All right, so are you familiar with Aaron Hernandez?
What did he look like?
Well,
he
was in the NFL.
Oh, the Puerto Rican guy?
Yeah.
You look Puerto Rican? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a series that comes on FX about him.
Yeah.
That's I wasn't going to watch it, but Bomani Jones was talking about it on his show.
Mm-hmm.
So I started watching. I forgot the name of it, but it's about Aaron Hernandez and his thing, and
his name is in the title also, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, real life. So they during COVID, when COVID first came out, but it was a documentary about him that, you know, a lot of people was watching during, cause all the ladies and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they talked about how he, you know, killed and this, that, and the third. But a lot of people didn't talk about it, but while he was in jail, it was a letter that came out by the guy, and the guy was saying that he was gay. They were gay together.
Oh, yeah.
And people was like, why would you, you know, try to denigrate this man's name, whatever, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of that is in this series about the stuff he used to do.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it was one scene was like he would go in the bathroom in the library or something like that, and that was like a meeting spot for, like, undercover gay guys. They would meet with this one particular guy, go in the bathroom. He would perform, you know, whatever on him, on the guys. Well, it got out.
What the hell bathroom was that? What bathroom was this?
Some bathroom in the library on campus.
Get out of here. At the school?
At the school, yeah. So Aaron was talking to his girlfriend at the time, and the girlfriend was like, yeah, it's some rumor about this guy. They saw this guy going in the bathroom, whatever, whatever. And they know it's, you know, and they say some football players that's been going, and they even got a picture of one of them, and you know it's him because they showed the scene or whatever, whatever. But, like, the whole thing was crazy. Like, then they talked, you know, the whole show is good, though. You know, the acting is pretty good acting.
Oh, it's one of those?
What you mean?
It's not a documentary.
No, there is a documentary.
It's a series.
But this is a series, yeah. But the series kind of go, like, deep in little deeper into the stuff that he mm-hmm. had to go through growing up, whatever. But that's mm-hmm. good. So I watched that.
Okay.
You remember the Menendez brothers?
Yep, they got theirs out too.
Their series is out on Netflix.
How is it? Is it good?
It's good.
See, the only reason I think you might have said the same thing last week.
I talked about that.
I think you said you wasn't gonna you thinking about watching it because you heard the story already, or so, oh, because of what they did. That's why you say
yeah.
So even with that, I thought about it too. It's like, you heard the story so many times. Do you want to watch it? So I do want to see it.
What is something you heard about them?
Just the whole killing their parents.
So that's all I remember too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's some other stuff with their dad that I didn't remember. And I didn't really know about, I guess maybe because back then it was no, you know, social media, no internet like that. So I don't want to spoil it, but it's something in particular about their dad that's in there. And I went and Googled, and it's something that relates to him that happened to somebody that's not in their house.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so it's good. That shit real good. Okay. And it's surprising.
I'm going to check that out today. I got a couple days off work, matter of fact, to watch some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all had some drama in your district, too. With one of yous.
Yeah.
You saw that?
I seen it. He picked, boy.
Yeah.
Hide in the drink machine.
I didn't even see the video. I just saw the picture. And I was like, damn, that's going to hurt.
But the only thing about it, he's the guy that did it is only about 5'4".
Oh, so it's a small person that did it.
Yeah.
Oh, but even with all of that, the party must go on.
The party still ain't shit happening.
Nothing stopped. So all of that woofing they've been doing, they ain't did shit.
Hey, clean that blood up. Yeah. Party must go on.
Party must go on. Blot that shit out.
Blot that shit.
So yeah, that Aaron, it's called Monsters.
Okay.
The Aaron Hernandez. I mean the Menendez brothers. The Old Man. I've been watching that, but it really just been playing. It's good acting. It look good. But I just be watching it.
Is it slowing down?
Nah, it ain't slowing down. It's kind of picking up, but I just be watching it.
Okay.
How to Die Alone. That stars Natasha Rothwell. They had that season finale. And it ended with like a kind of cliffhanger.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully they get a second season. So this is my shout out to Black women. Y'all better watch that show and talk about it so they can bring back a second season so it don't get canceled. Because I don't really see nobody talking about it.
Okay.
Marvel, what they did with the Agatha All Along, because, you know, she was like the witch.
Yep.
On what you call it. And they bringing it out around Halloween time, mm-hmm. which is smart for them for that show.
You watch, that's a series.
That's a series, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Week to week?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday?
Wednesday. Let me see. They release it at 9:00 on Wednesday night.
Okay.
Yeah. Then Ghosts, they had that finale.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Supposed to be series finale. But I don't know. The writing is so bad on that show.
Series of that chapter or series of Power?
Not Power.
Okay. Cuz
I think chapter. Tommy still got shit.
Okay.
I think they're going to introduce a new show though. I don't know how.
Think so?
Yeah.
They got so many. They got freaking BMF, Tommy.
BMF ain't in Power though.
But it's under the Power universe, ain't
it? No, it's
it?
Not.
No, it's not. But it's
BMF was real.
But they still got shows to do.
I mean, BMF is totally separate from Power though.
It is totally separate. But guess what? When Power goes off, that's when the BMF comes on. Right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just to keep people watching Stars so you don't get rid of your Stars subscription. Cause at one time, I wanna say when it first came out, BMF was coming on right before Power. Like, Power would come on at 8.
Get out of
here. BMF would come on at 8. Power would come on at 9.
Damn.
Like, both of them was out at the same time for a little while.
Okay.
And then Fight Night.
Oh, yeah.
You said you started watching that, ain't
it? Yeah, I'm probably 3 episodes in.
That show is so good.
Yeah, it is.
And the fact that it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
If you listen to true crime podcasts, like true story podcasts, mm-hmm. they have the true story of that. So I listened to that before I watched this, and they got it pretty accurate. But I like that Fight Night.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think it's on episode 8. And then I watched this movie called Wolves. It's with Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
Okay.
And it's they're kind of like, you remember on Pulp Fiction?
Mm-hmm.
When the guy got killed and then they called in the wolf.
The cleaner guy. Oh, yeah.
The cleaner guy.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
basically was their job, but.
Oh, okay.
That
short guy.
Yeah.
I know you're talking
they weren't about. Supposed to work together.
Yeah, I got you.
So, and then, you know, all kind of craziness happened. But it, you know, certain movies be like on a certain level as far as like cinematography, acting.
Yeah.
Writing, whether or not the movie good or not, it's still gonna look a certain way, sound a certain, exactly. All of that kind of stuff. It's one of them. So, it's on Apple TV. It's free.
Okay.
So, shit, I watched that shit last night.
That's like The Crow. Crow is the quality of it is very high. Like looking at it,
the old, tell me the old movie.
No, the new one that's out now.
It's a show.
Movie. Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
That's gonna be on my watch list this week also.
Mm. Yeah. Well, one of the reasons why. I was able to watch all of this stuff. It's because of the hurricane that came through.
What hurricane?
Hurricane Helene.
Man.
Yeah.
It rained a half an hour.
At your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all didn't lose power in that?
No.
Some people here lost power.
You couldn't have lost power either.
It flashed.
It did?
Yeah, it flashed.
I was going to say, you probably on the same power grid. That's how close we are.
Might not be, though. My internet was out that Friday morning.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, when I woke up, it was out for a few hours.
Man, I ain't lose nothing. You matter of fact, you know what? I was at work, so I ain't going to say that.
You went to work Friday?
Yeah. Two-hour delay,
yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people talking trash about the delay here, not knowing that just up the road, an hour, they was out of power.
Oh, they was out of
power. And all kind of shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was... I knew it rained a lot in different places.
Mm-hmm.
Then in Columbia, like I know somebody. Matter of fact, Chrissy, she was on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
A tree fell on her house.
Yeah.
She lives in Columbia.
Okay.
Then out in Aiken, like a few people, like they were out of power for some people still don't have power.
Wow.
Yeah, some people still don't have power in South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have too much of a problem. Shoot, when I got off work Friday,
it was sunny. Sunny. Nice.
Nice day like it is today,
yeah,
right now.
It was nice, yeah. But that's how it be after a hurricane.
Yeah.
But so that kind of, you know, affected some stuff.
How many days you had out? Just that one?
Talking about a work?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get into that.
I was going to say, because you don't watch all that shit in one day?
Nah.
God damn.
So with that... you know, it dumped a lot of rain up because it didn't, like, normally for us, most of the time for us, a hurricane, it'll come off the coast, you know, through Charleston or Myrtle Beach, that area, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This one, it came up the Gulf, and that's why we really didn't get hit that hard, because it came up the Gulf and came through Florida on the panhandle side up Georgia, eastern Georgia, and went up through western South Carolina and western North Carolina, eastern Tennessee, like up that area, but it dumped a lot of rain.
Did it cross? Did it pay to come across that border?
What border? I'm talking about the Mexico border.
Yeah,
nah, it ain't made it that far. It skipped that. But what did do, wiped out some towns in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, the mountain area.
Mm-hmm.
Asheville
up there. 223 people have died, and still hundreds are unaccounted for.
That's crazy.
Some residents and communities remain isolated. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power, and spotty cell service makes communication difficult. I know the first thing I saw that made me like really start paying attention, because like I said, it was our homecoming week.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, you know, I wasn't really paying attention to it because the weather here was fine. Normally we get bad weather and all that kind of stuff. But I saw that I-40 was washed out.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's crazy, because I had just went through there not too long ago.
Oh, wow.
And I recognized like the area that was like flat, you know, flooded out. And then that's what started making me pay attention. Like last week, like I really didn't post anything about homecoming, because I was like, damn, it's people that don't got power that's not too far from here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really felt good posting all that happy shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
thoughtful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't a monster. But yeah, so all of that happened. Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Alabama. But mainly Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina. Like you said, Asheville.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of that one town, and it just like washed the whole town away.
That's crazy. I go to Asheville probably at least twice to three times a year.
Well, you be going to the Biltmore?
No, just going to the mountain areas.
Taking pictures and stuff?
Nah, just to get away.
Oh.
Just to get away. And just the area is nice.
Mm-hmm.
The area is nice.
Yeah, all the mountains and the hills.
That's all it is. Mountains.
Scenery.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, but... So that was one reason. Then another reason why I was able to watch stuff is because there was a strike with the dock workers. And with what I do, I deliver to the ports every day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so with them on strike, I couldn't deliver. So I was off work all week.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so,
Yeah, I heard about that, man.
Yeah, 45,000 people went on strike. And they were saying, some people were saying it was for more money.
Yeah, that's real.
They were trying to get a 6-year contract. But the thing that was really holding them up was they didn't want automation. And they have that at one of the ports in California where, like, the workers really don't have to do nothing. It's the they got, like, the robots doing the shit.
Robot arms going out around there.
Well, it's also it's robot things that get the containers and like kind of drive them to and fro. So that taking, you know, they feel like they're taking away jobs.
Yeah.
So that was a part of it, because people was like, pay them people. Until they find out how much them dock workers really be making.
Is it true that, all right, so they were making, all right, let's say roughly $36 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that after the negotiation, it went up to like $63 an hour?
So they didn't come to a deal.
Oh, okay.
They suspended the talks until January 15th.
Oh, okay.
So some of the guys, like, you might make $30-some dollars an hour. That's here because, you know, I go there. I know some of them, you know, here to talk or whatever. Yeah. But some of the guys make $60-something dollars an hour.
Oh, yeah. I got friends who work in Jersey.
I'm talking about here, though.
Oh, okay.
So, because, like, in Jersey, $60 an hour in Jersey is different than $60 an hour here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But still, some of the guys here make that money.
Okay.
And people was like, what y'all complaining for? You know what I'm saying? Why y'all holding up my Temu?
Yeah.
And you already made $60 an hour, you know what I'm saying? So I think once people started turning on them a little bit, they showed the union guy, union head, they showed his house. He living like $1 million house. You know what I'm saying? He got a Bentley.
Yeah, but how long he been on the docks?
It don't matter. It still don't look the same. It don't look like, people don't care like what your history was to get to where you are.
Yeah, they just, what's if they going on
if you
right
suffering,
now.
Yeah. Are you missing stuff? You know what I'm saying? You holding out.
Yeah, I get so, you.
But whatever they were, you know, holding out for, it's all inevitable. Like, it's if it can be automated, it's gonna be automated.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, we used to have the Iceman. We used to have the Milkman.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Until we got refrigeration.
Yeah.
Well, once we got refrigeration, we didn't need the Iceman. We didn't need the Milkman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody cared because I don't have to call him to wait on him to bring my milk. I can go to the store, buy my milk, and it can sit in my refrigerator for the week because I got my own refrigeration.
And with those statistics, there was less unfathered children around the area.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What I got to do it?
Think about it. That milkman stopping by your house earlier.
Oh, I got you. He threw me off. You mean less?
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah. You threw me off for a second. I got you. The milkman and all of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so eventually, if there's a way to like make it easier on people, you know what I'm saying? The whole new industry gonna get made. So I don't feel bad for them because y'all niggas had me out of work for a week.
No pay?
Hell no, no pay.
God. You got it though, baby.
Okay.
Got it. You enjoyed you watched movies?
I watched movies. I played PlayStation. I rubbed my feet together.
I was gonna say your gout was good.
I ain't got no gout.
Yeah,
I ain't got no gout. my ailments, I'll let you know about my ailments. I got a homeboy that got gout.
Yeah.
Sucks for him.
They say it's no joke.
Yeah. So yeah, that was another thing. So if you work on the ports, take your ass back to work.
It's time to get back to it.
But yeah, like I said, they gonna strike until they gonna negotiate until January 15th.
So if you didn't know, that's part of the reason why people was going to buy up toilet paper. Yeah.
That wasn't the reason they was going to buy up toilet tissue.
That's what they say. It's part of it.
They stupid is why they went to buy toilet tissue.
You know that, right? Because where the toilet tissue is made?
Right here. Water. Why y'all buying up water? It's a water plant right up the street.
Everybody like, they brought up all the water, all the tissue, they all because of the docks. I'm like, hold on. That shit didn't add up.
All because of the stupid.
Yeah, it didn't add up to me, but
it's a water plant in McBee. It's a water plant right up the street in Florence.
Shit, they got all that? I ain't gonna say, but they do have all the freaking fresh water spouts in the area too.
They do got some. Yeah, it's one in
Bishopville.
Like Bishopville. Yeah. I know somebody.
Two in Bishopville, matter of fact.
For real?
Yeah.
You go there?
I used to.
I'm sorry, y'all. It's some stuff that I just don't care about.
You can't do it?
I mean, I ain't going all the way out there with my own shits and filling it up and driving 35 minutes back home. Like, I just go get a $2 case of water.
It's a different taste. That's all.
That's all. That's fine.
I live with it.
It says Mohel. Oh, yo, that's
I live with an herbalist.
Yeah. So. Y'all be talking shit about Dasani. I'ma drink it. Aquafina, I'ma drink it.
I got 5 cases of water in the back of my truck right now.
What kind? Oh, you was one of them?
Nah, I got it from the plug. Shout out to the
You got a water plug?
Yeah.
They work at one of the plants?
Essential. They work at what's that? Nivea? What's that? The one that start with an N.
Nestle?
Nah.
Where? In what city?
It's here.
That's Nestle.
That's not Nestle.
The one in Florence?
Yeah.
It's Nestle.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, shoot. $10 a case. Liters.
Oh, okay. How many come in a case? 24?
No, it's 9, I think. 9 or 10.
Is that a deal?
Yeah, because they're the liter bottles.
How much the liter bottles cost in the store?
I think the regular for that case, like online somewhere like that, it'd be $40, I think.
Oh, you got it for 10?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so
that is a steal of a deal.
I say, you got 6? Okay, give me all 6.
Oh, so you, damn.
$10 a piece.
You say it's on the back of your truck?
Yeah, you want some?
You gonna make it out of here?
hey.
Man, that is a steal of a deal.
Yeah.
So yeah, that happened. In other news, we had some celebrity deaths, y'all.
You must be reading my mind.
You a television person, movie person.
Yeah.
John Ashton. Do you know who that is?
John Ashton.
You don't know right offhand.
Hold on, I might.
I wouldn't know right offhand either. But he was the one of the detectives. He was the by the book detective in Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah,
he was
yeah,
the older
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
what was his name?
He was 76 years old.
Yeah, 76.
Taggart and freaking whatever
the young one.
The older one.
He was the older one, yeah.
Yeah.
In the latest Beverly Hills Cop, he died. He looked sick. He looked old.
I thought they put his face on a body like I thought that was animated.
Oh, you didn't think that was really him?
Yeah, because he didn't look that good at the time. I thought he was dead already, and they just animated his face on there.
Well, I mean,
yep, 76 years old. Yep,
he was close to it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
We got to get one of those Deadpools going on. Who you think is going to die next? You know, they got that at Jobs where you...
Me and Blaze used to do the 3. So if it's 3, if it's 2, we try to guess who the 3rd going to be. We did used to try to guess who the 3rd going to be.
Well, you know, we waiting for another R&B somebody to go sometime soon.
But see, that's how we were trying to... So that was the thing. So it's 2 more deaths I'm gonna mention.
Okay, I got a couple myself.
Dikembe Mutombo, he passed.
Yeah.
There's
a handful of them.
Yeah, Frankie. I think we talked about some of them. We already talked about.
Okay.
But yeah, Dikembe Mutombo died. He had brain cancer.
Oh wow.
Yeah, didn't know that. He was 58 years old. You know.
Yeah.
He was a prolific shot blocker.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, not today.
No.
Yeah, he had a commercial. That Geico commercial really brought him back.
It did. I thought he was okay and healthy.
Well, that was...
It must have been old.
15 years ago.
No, he was in the recent ones. He's doing in the recent what? Commercial. Running and all that.
Smacking cereal boxes?
Yeah, it was something.
That was 15 years ago.
Nah, he got a new one.
I got to see that.
It got to be something. I'll look it up.
Yeah, he passed away. And then John Amos died.
Come on, man. All right. Black people, we have 2 TV show fathers, the biggest celebrities around, Bill Cosby and John Amos.
Niggas ain't knew John Amos' real name.
You crazy. They knew James.
James Evans, who was on the show for like 2 seasons.
Damn. He come on,
You
man.
Think he the biggest TV dad?
Of course. Him and Bill Cosby?
No. You think he bigger than Uncle Phil?
For black men, yeah, you might got that one.
Bigger than Carl Winslow?
You got that one.
Thank you.
Damn, you got that one.
Real quick, too. You ain't put no thought into it.
I had thought in that, but you got that one.
Because Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil close, too.
Vivian, I'm not a machine. That was one of my favorite lines.
Uncle Phil was a good guy, too.
He was good, and he was hood on the low. Yeah, remember that the pool shit? Jeffrey, give me Lucille.
He got Lucille out of the bag. they get their ass out of bind.
Yeah, then he was doing a little dance and shit. Yeah,
you got that one.
He died. Say he died back in August. And the cause of death was heart failure.
Yep, 84 years old.
84.
You know what? This past couple years, though, he's been out and about, man. His younger son that looks like him, a light-skinned him. You seen him?
Mm-mm.
Same nose, everything. He looked like a light-skinned James. They've been on social media like crazy. They've been having problems with the family also.
Yeah, they were saying that his son runs the social media.
Exactly.
But then I saw that shit. The lady said I hope she burns in hell.
You think that's true?
Even if it's true, I hope she burns in hell that I don't believe in. And if it's not true, I hope she burns in hell that I don't believe in. Something bad need to happen to her for that dumb shit.
If people don't know what we're talking about, it was a post
on social media.
Go ahead.
Of a young lady. What did it say?
It said, RIP legend John Amos. Remember, I put this pussy on you good that day. You can barely move. And it's a picture of her standing next to him.
And she got on a bikini. It ain't even like a bad bikini, like a super sexy type bikini. It's just a regular bikini.
It definitely is. It's
a regular bikini.
Definitely stop somewhere and pick it up real quick.
Yeah.
Before you get there.
Like, it's not like, you know, some bikinis, like, they got their titty balls hanging out the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, it's... You know, all that kind of stuff. But
this looked like they were in Jamaica somewhere, though. They don't look like they was on a resort or a beach.
Okay. So in Jamaica, there's a beach and they have resorts.
But this looked like a resort at somebody's house where the chickens is walking around. They had a Diddy party at the resort.
They had no Diddy party.
Shit, John Edwards looked relaxed.
Hey, she might have gave him some head.
She gave him, it says.
But why say it?
Yeah.
But anyway, John Amos passed away. So they were saying that it's something like his daughter found out when we found out. Like, they announced it like last week. Whenever they announced it, and she just found out.
That he died or he got the pussy put on him?
No, that he just died. Yeah, so it was some kind of...
The daughter is... I do know the daughter. If it's the daughter I'm thinking of, she's always doing retreats and stuff like that. She's...
Like a healing type retreats?
Yeah, she'll be out of the country and stuff like that. So there could be a good chance of that.
Well, no, it's because they cut off communication with her.
Okay.
Like it's some beef type shit.
Yeah, it was beef with the son and the father. They basically separated itself from the whole family.
Mm-hmm. And they want to, people been saying it's the son that's doing it or whatever. So
it did look like that, a lot of it. Mm-hmm. It did look a lot like that.
One thing about James Evans. They said that, well, I mean, they had to say it because you can look at the ages or whatever, but James was closer in age to JJ than he was to Florida.
You're right.
Say, I think he was like 3 or 4 years older than JJ in real life.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah, it is.
Man. There was somebody else on your list.
Pete Rose? Well, you probably don't know who he is.
Who don't know who Pete Rose is? Cheater? No. Now, he ain't cheated, but he did gamble on his own team.
Gambling, that's what it was.
Yeah, he got a lifetime ban. Somebody else.
Let's see who it was. Oh, Chad McQueen. You might know him from Karate Kid. He was one of the bullies from the first Karate Kid. He was the blonde-head bully. 63 years old. He was son of Steve McQueen, which is known for fashion and movies and stuff like that, actors.
Shout out to them, but...
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care. Let me tell you, we don't care.
Okay, give me another name.
Come on, man. All right, Sid Vicious.
I'm here to tell you right now.
I know he's a rocker.
We don't care.
No, he's not.
A wrestler.
Wrestler.
I'm here to tell you right now.
If it ain't Randy Macho Man Savage.
All right, hold your hand on, hold your finger on that button. Let me see if I get one more. Let's see. Peter Renbren. Rendy. Peter Rendy, the voice of Splinter from
Ninja Turtle?
Ninja Turtle.
The first Ninja Turtle cartoon? Yeah,
he's 89 years old.
He's still living?
He's not anymore.
Oh. Yeah, I thought you were going to say Kris Kristofferson.
Who's that?
He's on your list?
Yeah, he is. But I didn't say him.
Yeah, he played he was a singer, ain't it?
You don't even know.
He played in Blade. He was the old man in Blade.
He was the old man, yeah. You right. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we care about him more than we cared about Peter Rendy.
The voice of Splinter?
I know who you are, Imato Yoshi. Who can't do that? Imato Yoshi.
Well, that's all I got. What else we got, dudes?
It was some more Diddy stuff that came out.
Oh man, they went crazy. I think it was Monday. All that stuff started coming out.
Yeah,
they're saying 3,000. All right, they had a press conference.
Yeah, and I'm gonna play a part of it too.
And with that press, that's a lawyer in Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that lawyer was in Texas.
In Texas.
Well, before you, I'm gonna play part of the press conference. Uh-huh. Just wild. Now the audio is off because I don't know why it was only recorded in one side. I don't know why it came out like that
on the video.
Yeah, on the video, it only came out on one side. This was the best one. But it's kind of short, but I'll play it for you.
Let me share with you a few, just kind of give you a sense of the kind of cases and the kind of instances that people are calling and reporting that we are trying to corroborate, vet, and these are the ones that we've already corroborated, vetted, and collected evidence on. One individual who was 22 years at the time she was assaulted said that the typical MO at one of these parties that have been widely discussed in the press was that when you are handed a drink, and now we know that the drink is laced with something, if you refuse to drink it, you were kicked out of the party. Now, let that sink in for a minute. The admission to this party was that you had to drink the chosen drink that was handed to you, and now we know that in most cases, I would say 90% of the cases, these individuals were drugged with some sort of drug. That was kind of the MO. Another instance. This individual, who was 9 years old at the time, was taken to a audition in New York City with Bad Boy Records. Other boys were there to audition as well. All of them were trying to land a record deal. All of them were minors. This individual was sexually abused, allegedly by Sean Combs and several other people at the studio, in the promise to both his parents and to him himself of getting a record deal. Another instance, another minor, told allegedly by Sean Combs that he would make him a star, but he needed to visit with him in private about it, away from his parents. Once they were in a private area, allegedly Mr. Combs made the victim perform oral sex upon him. Another incident. An individual, 15 years old at the time, flown to New York City to attend a party, was drugged, and then taken into a private room, allegedly in the presence of Mr. Combs, where this female individual, minor, was raped, and then other individuals took turns raping her. Another individual, 26, at the time of the occurrence.
It's a couple more of that, but
that's crazy.
That's crazy. But like, that's why I'll be making them no Diddy jokes.
You know what?
Because that shit is wild. If it's true,
that's the thing. It's a money grab right now. They said out of 3,000,
what did they say?
Complaints. 3,000 called this lawyer, so-called this one lawyer, in Texas, and they picked 120 out of that.
Well,
3,000.
He said that these are the ones that they corroborated so far.
Yeah.
So
I guess they have a little bit more truth too.
Or they just, that's just the ones they got too that they can kind of prove. You know what I'm saying?
He said they went through the 3,000 though.
Oh, okay, okay.
But it's a money grab. It's a money grab right now. I'm going to say 50% chance of the stuff is true. 50% of it.
That's still crazy.
But it depends on what 50%.
But check this out, though. If you go to the party and nothing don't happen to you.
Yeah.
But you do drink.
Yeah.
And you wake up feeling funny the next day. Might not have happened to you, but your story is still valid.
You're right. That's what made it 50%.
But I mean, they wouldn't, that person wouldn't get no money or nothing like that. But
shit, they trying. They be like, oh, I was at the Diddy party. I had a headache when I left.
But how do they know?
And my pants was on backwards.
How do they know to call that dude, though?
I don't know. It's something about that one lawyer in Texas. Why in Texas? Why that one lawyer? Is that lawyer out there for the money grab himself? Did he go and make an infomercial? Have you ever been to a Diddy party?
Maybe
Have
so.
You ever met Diddy?
You sure he was in Texas, though?
Yeah.
Because
the name of the law firm was so funny for me to look at. They had the backdrop. They had a regular step and repeat behind the guy while he's doing the press conference. So I'm looking at the lawyer's name, and it's a funny, shady kind of lawyer name.
Tony Busby. Yes, a Houston attorney, Tony Busby.
And what's the name of the
B
Busby or a Busby Law Firm or something like that. It's
oh, yeah.
It looks crazy. He looked like he's in it for the money right now.
He probably is, but.
But who knows? How'd he get his
Busby Law Firm.
You see the step and repeat and all that behind him? Look kind of, you know, clubbish.
Yeah, with red, the phone number up there in white and red.
Red carpet-ish.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not saying none of it happened.
I wonder why.
Why they pick him, right? In Texas.
Mm. Unless maybe he has law firms all over.
I guess.
Who should they call? Top Dog Law?
They better call Akeem Apostopoulos.
Akeem Anastopoulos. He got firms all over too.
Yeah, I guess.
George Sink.
Shit, call the general.
The general?
Yeah.
Insurance?
Yeah, they all over too.
You never heard of Top Dog Law commercial?
Yeah, he got the rapping shit. It sounds like Uncle Murda. You ever seen that one?
Nah, I never seen the rapping one, but it's a dude talking. He's like, he'll be like, you just got in a car accident. It could be karma. We don't know. But that check is coming because you called Top Dog Law. Yep. Could be karma. Could be a check coming. A big check.
Go listen to the one. They got, he sound like Uncle Murda.
Rapping.
He sounds like Uncle Murda. Like, it sounds like the Uncle Murda wrap up.
Oh. Yeah, the main ones now is that same dude. Because I listen to The Breakfast Club on New York.
Uh-huh.
I listen to it on Power 105.
Okay.
So they play the Top Dog all the time. It's either him or Charlamagne doing the one for the dude, the bull, Michael S. Slammin' Soft.
Slammin' Soft.
Huh?
Slammin' Soft?
Michael S. Lammin' Soft.
That's
F. You know, he got that lisp. So,
that sounds crazy.
Yeah, Michael S. Lammin' Soft. Yeah. So I'd be hearing all of them, but you know.
That's crazy. I just thought it was weird.
That he got a Texas lawyer.
All of them? 3,000 people call him?
Call him, yeah. He got to have a firm in New York.
Something.
He got to have a firm in New York.
But why wouldn't he say, hey, we out of New York? It's something.
Oh, it says the Busby Law Firm and Ava Law Group. Let me see what Ava Law Group is.
His ass is the face.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah.
The face. Okay, you look good, man. Go ahead and
Well, shit, the Ava Law Group is, well, it's a whole bunch of them. I see one in Hawaii, Montana, San Diego. It's probably just a group of lawyers all over.
Shit, some of your listeners are smart, man.
We got lawyers.
Click in. Linwood. Who else? I know you got.
Shout out to Tiffany. She's the official lawyer of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe she know.
Yeah, let us know.
Maybe she's listening right now. And when it comes to this,
or if anybody got any other information, please send us an email. I want to see more, because I look for a list. I look for a real list, not no
people.
Yeah, like what's been going on. Like, okay, you can type in freaking Diddy, you know, whatever, and it's going to come up all sorts of crazy stuff. I want to know what's in those documents for real.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they released them yet.
Didn't that come out with the 120 baby oil bottles and stuff like that?
Some of it. I think that list was just what they found in the house.
Okay.
But see that 1,000 baby oil, I wonder how true that is.
I did hear another thing about it. That's why I want to know if it's true, that the baby oil was laced.
With what?
Trank.
But see, that's what the guy said in the press conference. He was like, it was horse tranquilizer. Like, I don't know. I think that what he was getting at, before I cut it off, one girl, she woke up with her clothes off, her, you know, vagina was
sore,
torn to shreds, and her asshole
opened,
was torn to shreds. That reminded me of Superhead's book. You read her book back in the first one?
Yeah.
And she was like, she went to Big Tigger's room and blood was everywhere. His asshole was torn up.
Oh, shit.
And she was like, he was there with a big time music executive.
Oh, shit. Yep.
Said it was a.
Where's your Jeopardy sound over there? That is crazy.
Yep. Which one?
I don't know. Dun, dun, dun.
Talking about the loser horn?
No, never mind. That's crazy. Yep. For real?
Yep.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
That one down.
That's crazy, though. How the hell you remember that?
I just remember her saying that, and, you know, I'm not homophobic in any way. Maybe I am in a little bit, but saying that, I'd never look that Big Tigger the same way. Because.
Okay.
I don't know why. That was back then, though, but I remember reading that part and was like, because she talked shit about Shaq.
Yeah, so he was so sweaty that he had to flip the mattress.
Yeah, she was like, he wasn't, what did she say? She thought he was going to have like a real big thing, but it was just average.
That's crazy. I read that book too.
What else?
You read that? You read the whole thing?
I don't know if I can't remember reading the whole thing.
It was
I know
a red book. It was red. And had a cover, one of them cover things
She was, obviously the one, I think the one I saw, she was on the cover.
Yeah, it had the wrapping on the yeah.
But I distinctly remember that, because she was like, it was blood on the bed sheets when she walked in the room.
Get out of here.
Uh-huh.
That reminds me of something.
What?
I don't want to jump off subject, but you know, I used to work in the hotel industry.
Uh-huh.
And there was let's say this. I hope no listeners get mad. I'm just telling you what really happened.
Uh-huh.
This big church group out of Atlanta. All guys. The rooms would have blood on sheets, blood on bathrooms.
What?
Yes. And you see the face I'm telling you this in? A serious face. It really happens.
But it was a church group.
Male church group.
When you say church group, you mean like a singing group?
No.
Or like a conference?
Yeah, conference. There it is. The whole conference. Yeah, yeah. I seen it. Your mind is blown.
It's not blown.
What? A conference? And they come over there and do that? Church group. But.
What group?
I couldn't even tell you that. But that's crazy to me.
But it was all men?
Yes. It was the first lady, though.
It was the first lady there?
Yeah, there was a guy and the first lady. But.
How was their sheets?
I don't remember.
But you do remember it was
everybody else.
Maybe
blood in bathrooms, on sheets.
Was it drug use?
I don't know. I know when they said, "Girl, we going out. What's good to eat around here?" And when they would leave out in groups and go to the beach and shit like that, we had to clean the when the rooms had to be cleaned. I wouldn't go in there. I couldn't do it.
So, but you could tell by when they were outward, they would had the, they were kind of flamboyant.
Oh yeah, they were shimmering. Mm. They had a certain when you got. Three or four guys in one room. There's no females around. And there's blood on sheets. Blood in the bathroom. It make you think something.
I mean.
Your mind is blown. My mind was blown. I was like, what? This is a church group? The whole group. From Atlanta. I guess that's the way they had to come here.
So they weren't here for like church business. They just came here.
It was so-called a convention. Twice a year.
They come here twice a year? Mm.
Sick.
The sick part is living a lie.
You're right. You're right about that.
That's the sick part.
No. Who said they ain't living a lie? They might be out there.
Hmm.
They are living a lie. You're right. If you think about the Bible, who knows?
Yeah. speaking of, did you hear about your favorite country singer? Who? Somebody came out to him too. What came out?
What favorite country singer?
Garth Brooks.
What he do?
Sexual assault.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was this in the 80s?
Nah, this was kind of recently. He's been accused this thing is jumping. Pause. He's been accused of sexual assault and battery in a lawsuit from a Jane Roe, who says she worked as a hairstylist and makeup artist for the award-winning singer. Complaint was filed on Thursday. It said the incidents occurred in 2019. She claims she was once raped by Brooks during her work trip. She said, for the last 2 months, I've been hassled to know. Well, this is what he said. For the last 2 months, I've been hassled to no end with threats, lies, and tragic tales of what my future would be if I did not write a check for many millions of dollars. Hush money, no matter how much or how little, is still hush money in my mind. That means I am admitting to behavior I am incapable of, ugly acts no human should ever do to another. And she accused him of, because she did hair and makeup for him in 2017. That's when she was first hired. Basically he would like say sexual stuff to her. And at one point they went to, I want to say the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And she flew out. But normally it's a team of people.
Yeah.
They was on a private jet. She get on a private jet. It's just him and her. And he, you know, saying sexual stuff allegedly. They get to LA where they do the Grammys or whatever at. It ain't two rooms. She don't have her own room. She got a share suite with him. He fondled her and all other kind of stuff.
So, all right, that happens. Do you think she didn't want to lose her job? That's what it sound like.
Yeah, probably.
She's
yeah.
noting to all of this. She didn't want to lose her job, so she just let him keep on doing it.
Mm-hmm. But that's why you really can't, as a person that is like in power.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. That's why they say it ain't good to holler at nobody that's under you, your subordinates or nothing like that, because they may go on with it for, like you said, so they won't lose their job. Yeah. In reality, they don't want to do it. Now, you as the person who's the higher up, you may feel like it's consensual.
Yeah.
But it can't be consensual because that person
might feel a certain way.
A certain way.
The same thing happened to Lizzo, right? That whole thing?
No, because she didn't have sex with nobody. She said the person was saying like they were made uncomfortable at their job. Because they, you know, went to like a
strip club
type thing, and they were making sexual jokes or whatever, whatever.
Oh, okay.
But like, even stuff like that, like even if y'all on the same wave, like y'all on the same level as far as at work, you got to be careful with stuff you say, like going to work talking about sex and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can get, I want to say Charleston White like won $10,000 at a job one time because the guys came to work and they was talking about sex.
Yeah.
He went to HR, was like, these guys talking about sex at work. We don't supposed to be talking about this at work, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
HR didn't do nothing. So he sued them and he won $10,000.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful. Like, I don't, like, when I be at work, I don't talk about nothing like that. Like,
yeah, because you never know, because a lot of people, they'll hold that for ammo.
Mm-hmm.
You might be cool with them now, but they'll bring that stuff up later and be like, yeah, he said this once before, but I didn't say anything.
Yep. But
and then you jammed up.
Why would you go to work talking about that shit anyway? Why you Garth Brooks, like, okay, she your stylist or whatever, but why you trying to holler at her? You, even if he did, like, why get one room? Get her own room so it won't be no kind of,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He's a rock star, though. He's a country star, but he's a rock star, so he's...
Yeah, yeah, but still. And I want to say he was married at the time, so...
Wow.
Now
that sounds even more about right.
Yeah, well, so that happened, so it ain't just... They was like, they trying to take down the black man, well, they trying to take down him, too.
Talk about taking down a black man. Come on, man. Atlanta. The dentist.
Oh, you heard about... Oh, yeah, I did.
Why would they do that, man? Why are they going to give up the plug?
He must be fucked somebody's mouth up.
Nah. I mean, this shit's been going on. Let the people know what it is, man.
Yeah, it was a... investigators raided the office of Atlanta. They call him the top veneer specialist. And he's accused of being a fake dentist. Oh, God, his name is Brandon Dillard. He's not a dentist, never been a dentist, and as much as he may want to play one on Instagram, he is not one. That's what attorney Will Wooten said. He's the Fulton County deputy district attorney. Says they raided the offices of A-List Smiles Atlanta. The company has 157,000 followers on Instagram and has been in operation since 2021. But yeah, he's been arrested because he's not a licensed dentist and has been illegally performing veneer procedures.
That's crazy.
Yeah, only dentists can legally perform veneer procedures.
That's not saying he didn't know how to do it. That's just saying he wasn't sanctioned to do that.
Yeah. It said, if you went to this and you thought it was a dental office and you looked at the equipment, it appears to be legitimate, but that's what the best fraudsters do. Is they do everything they can to make themselves look legitimate. And in this case, this is an illegitimate operation. The problem is that...
That's crazy, though. I can. It's the same thing as the ladies getting the implants and stuff like that. You know? Because they have offices like that also in Atlanta.
Yeah, they said he was allegedly holding training sessions for people across the country in veneers, charging more than $6,000 to be a veneer specialist.
Dang. I wonder what that paperwork looked like that you had to sign. It had to be some kind of waiver to say, hey, if anything happened, it wasn't me.
Boy, what if it wasn't, though? I wonder what...
How long he's been? 6 years he been in business?
Nah, 3 years.
3 years?
Yep. I wonder how they figured out.
somebody might have did a complaint.
Might have.
Yep.
Might have.
They say those cheaper veneers, they crack. Sometimes the whole tooth will come out and stuff like that.
I've never...
It hurts when they bite hard stuff.
Cause I think to get the real veneers, you got to shave your real teeth down.
Yes, you do. And I guarantee he was doing that too.
I hope not.
Yeah,
but I mean, somebody had to complain, say this something ain't right about him, or maybe somebody went to his class, got a certificate, tried to get a job,
yeah,
somewhere, and they was like, nah, this ain't real.
Shout out to my homegirl, Nairobi. She just got back yesterday.
She do teeth?
Nah, she got her teeth done. She went to...
She got them teeth, chiclets?
They look good on Instagram. And
them shits don't look good. They look... They're distracting in real life.
Yeah, they are, because they're super white.
They're too white. They got to get an off-white. There's nobody teeth that white.
Yes, drink some coffee.
And then the top be super white and the bottom be...
You got to get top and bottom, though.
You got to get top and bottom.
Top, you got to get
top. Then you be looking like the Cheshire Cat.
I ain't say that now. But, she just got back from one of the foreign countries and got it done.
She went to, what's that dude, Goya? He did like Rick Ross.
She went to some lady because she sent me the information.
What, she said you need to get yours done?
I don't know what she was
you
doing.
You need to get yours done?
I asked her.
You comfortable with yours?
Yeah, I'm comfortable, but yeah, I'll take them.
You do get veneers?
Yeah, not no big ones. Man.
You don't need no veneers. Yeah, you want them straight like that?
Yeah, they got to be straight. I be smiling all the time, too.
There ain't nothing wrong with your teeth.
Like, what's up, nigga?
My mouth ain't open out one time. Just
had to put shades on.
Just a grin.
Put shades on them damn shits. Yeah, he was going to be my scammer. But
oh, my bad.
I ain't had enough information, too much, but I do have a scammer.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Okay.
That music means it's our scammer of the week.
You can't tell me that's not you.
That ain't me. People be saying that. That ain't me. I forgot who got, I think it was either Key or Amy sent me that.
That's you, man.
This is a Georgia businessman. Now, you know who Dwight Howard is, right?
Yep.
Even though you don't watch sports.
Yeah, basketball player.
Yeah. So he got scammed. He got scammed by, Calvin Darden Jr., he was a Georgia businessman. He was convicted Friday of scamming Dwight Howard out of millions of dollars in a bogus scheme to buy the WNBA's Atlanta Dream. That's the women's basketball team.
That nigga was selling something he ain't even own.
He ain't even own. He was also convicted of cheating former WNBA former NBA forward Chandler Parsons in a separate ruse. Howard... he testified during the trial that Darden fooled him into giving him $7 million by convincing him that it was an investment toward the purchase of the Dream. In reality, a three-member investor group that included former player Renee Montgomery bought the team in 2021. When a prosecutor asked if he got anything in return for the $7 million, Howard testified that he got a slap in the face. said Darden also teamed up with a sports agent to fool Parsons, who had a 9-year NBA career, in the sending $1 million that was supposed to aid in the development of James Wiseman, who currently plays in the NBA. Darden's conviction came 8 years after he was sentenced to a year in prison for impersonating his successful father in a failed bid to buy Maxim magazine. So he came from money.
Wait, that's how he got so much.
What's the wasn't it a lawyer named James Darden or something like that?
What kind of case? What case was it?
What you mean?
What case was it he known for?
James Darden?
Yeah.
OJ, I think. He was on the other side, on the losing side against OJ. I want to say that's the guy's name, because it was that lady and then him. He was a black attorney.
I wonder if they connected.
Yeah, it says that in the case that where he tried to impersonate his father, he got leniency by cooperating, so he basically snitched against others charged in the case.
Well, is he at least a junior? Do they got the same name, or he just?
I mean, he said Calvin. He ain't junior. No, he is a junior.
Oh, okay,
Calvin Darden Jr. But okay. Darden isn't a popular name.
You're right.
I think his name was James Darden. This time, though, he turned down two offers by the government to plead guilty, and he took that shit to trial. Got him 12 white folks and took that shit to trial. But prosecutors believe he'll face between 11 and 14 years in prison, when he is sentenced earlier next year. I mean, like that line in that Juvie song say, didn't give a fuck if we ball for 3 minutes. So he took that man $7 million. He can go sit down for 11 years.
He brought some shit too.
Oh yeah, he had to buy some shit. $7 million.
He brought some shit. What'd he buy?
I don't know. Whatever to keep the, cause you don't just give $7 million to just a random nigga like, I'm gonna help you buy the dream. This nigga had to look. He probably was in shape, got all the nice suits.
Yeah, he was in the circles.
You know what I'm saying? He got the cars, all of that. You can fool niggas real quick. You a quick talker, and you got to look. You can fool niggas real quick.
It says included 2 $500,000 cars, $110,000 piano.
Jesus Christ.
$765,000 down payment on a $3.7 million house, a $90,000 luxury watch. Let's see what that's saying. And that's it. Shit, he balled out with the whole thing.
Yeah, he said another $500,000 on home upgrades. And he bought hundreds of thousands of dollars spending on art.
That piano by itself show he got money. He got somewhere to put a $110,000 piano.
That ain't no Casio.
You right about that.
$500,000 on two cars. That probably like a Bentley.
Yeah, $250,000 a piece.
You know, something like that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that was our scammer of the week. Mr. Calvin Darden. He got over on Dwight Howard.
Yo, Calvin, holler at me.
No, Calvin, don't holler at me.
I mean, come on, man.
Calvin might scam your ass out of something.
I ain't got nothing. Broke, baby.
Yeah, you
broke, baby.
You fuck around, think you getting you some good water. You start drinking that shit, your damn ears fall off.
That nigga Calvin pull up. Hey, man, you want me to sell you the earth that you standing on?
Yeah. I got this land. Get your ass right up out of there. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, man, that's it for us this week. Well, that's it for us today. Come back Wednesday. We're going to have a list episode about 90s fashion, which should be interesting. You got anything else before we get out of here?
Nah, man. Shit.
Well, give everybody your social media shit.
L-E-L Murphy. Facebook. On Instagram. It is photography_by_L-E-L.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Yeah, and come back Wednesday. We'll be talking about 90s fashion. At any rate, we'll see you then. It's your boy, Be Easy, and we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.